Begin the current Tab, Masechet Zevi Dezor, Daf Lamed Gimel. Begin 4 lines down with the Tab of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous Daf, which was reflecting on the Halacha, the Mishnah, regarding when a non-Jew is on his way to the pilgrimage, it's forbidden to do business with him, because then he's going to give thanks to Ziti, to Zevi Dezor, that, oh wow, I made such a good deal, and a Jew is not allowed to be an accomplice to that crime, and therefore one cannot do business with him. Now, on that, the Gemara continues, Tarabang, when the Braisa, a non-Jew who is on his way to go to the marketplace of the idol worshippers. Now, however, the non-Jews, they don't go there for worship purposes. They go there to do business. Says the Braisa, so whether he's on his way to the marketplace or on his way back, it's permitted to do business over there. Because in contrast to the Halacha of the Mishnah, when there was talking about a pilgrimage to his deity, then that's problematic. Here he's on his way to do where the idol worshippers do business. That's not a problem. However, continues the Braisa, Yisrael ha'ilich li'irid, a Jew who's on his way to the marketplace. So behalicha mutter, on his way there it's permitted. Bechazara aser, if he's on his way back from there, then it's forbidden. So on that asks the Gemara, Maishni Yisrael the bechazara aser. Why is it different? A Jew on his way back from the idolaters marketplace, it's forbidden to do business with him. The Amri avoidis kachav mizavim, because we're going to say, wait a second. Why is he on his way back from there? Because he probably sold idols, graven images, over there in the marketplace where that's where they buy all their avodah zarah. Then demei avodah, so therefore demei avodah skechav make a bad day. So what does he have? He has idol money on him. This money was made, which is forbidden to have benefit from it, because it was from derivative of the sale that he made from selling the idols that he sold to them. So not a stigma, then ayvi kachavim nami, then idolater too. Nema avoidis kachavim zavin. You should also say that on his way back from the marketplace, the money that he has is because he sold graven images. So demei avoidis kachavim nekbadei. So the money that he has with him is idol money. So why is it permitted to buy from him on the way back? So Ella, rather, you're going to say, because ayvi kachavim amin and glima zavin chamer zavin. You say, no, the non-Jew, we don't say he necessarily has money because he sold graven images. He sold donkeys, he sold clothing. That's why he has money. So then the question is, Yisrael Nami Neima, Amer Glima Bezavin, Chamer Zavin. So then the question is, so by a Jew also, we should say that who said the money that he has because he sold a graven image, maybe sold one of millions of other products that could be he sold there at that expo. So why are we assuming that it's a graven image? Says the Gemara, Iisa da Havale, if it was true that the Jew had clothing or donkeys, and that's what he was selling? So then, hach over here by us, by the Jews, have mizamel, he would have sold it. Why did he go specifically over there? Because no Jew is buying a graven image. It was being sold to the non-Jews, and that's why he's on his way back from there. Must have been he sold a Beit Zara, and therefore the money from the Jew on his way back from the Shuk Shalav Kachavim is forbidden to do business with him. In contrast to a non-Jew who always goes to the non-Jewish one, not to the Jewish one. And if it's not, we wouldn't assume that he was sold in Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara continued and said, that the Mishnah said, V'habayin mutar. Now, however, on the way back from Tarfus, from their pilgrimages, then it's permitted to do business with them. On the way they're not, because they can give thanks to the deity. But the non-Jew on his way back, what happened, happened. He's not going to go ahead and go back and give thanks to his idol for doing business with the Jew. Now, Amr B'Shem Melakish, he says, Leishanu elish ein kashurin zeh b'zeh, but he qualifies as halachas only if they weren't in groups together. Ava kashurin zeh b'zeh, but if they were bundled together, meaning they would come back in groups, and not just in individual people, then asurin is forbidden to do business with them, even on the way back from the pilgrimage. Because ema daitilach, and I would say that their intention is to go back, because the chevers all together say, let's go back to the Beit Zara. And if that's forbidden, the individual, he's on his way back, he's not going back, and that wouldn't be a problem about him going and giving thanks to his deity. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah continued and said that noides, the flasks made out of leather, of ho'ev dikachavim of the non-Jews, and vikankaneim, and their jugs, which are made out of earthenware, which I already explained this primary halacha in the Mishnah, so that we said this machlekes, everyone agrees that the wine of the Jew inside is forbidden to consume. Question was, machlekes in the Mishnah, if it's forbidden in having benefit from that too. Now, Tanabon, one of the braisa that elaborates on these halachas, of the flasks and the jugs of the Jew or of the non-Jew. So we learn the braisa, noydeis ha'ev dikachavim, the flasks of a non-Jew. So it depends. Grudim, if it was not tarred, many times they would take, the flask was made out of leather, so that's a material that is not leak free. So they would tar it to make sure it stays inside. So if it was not tarred, and chadashim, and the flask is new, then mutar, and then it's permitted, because even if wine was, let's say, put in there just a little bit, that would not necessarily be so absorbed into the leather. Now, and that's why this halacha specifically is talking about the noidos, the flasks that are made out of leather, because in contrast, earthenware vessels would absorb right away. So we're talking about a non-Jewish flask, that's a newish type of a flask, and it wasn't tarred, so it doesn't consolidate, it doesn't make it stay there. So mutar, and so those flasks are permitted for a Jew to use. Now, however, if they're yishanim, but if they're old, so therefore they were used with the non-Jewish wine, the yayin nesach, for a long time, so definitely the leather has already absorbed it. Or umezufafin, or if it was tarred, even if it was used one time, the tar is quick absorbent, would absorb the wine into that flask, then asurin, those flasks would be forbidden for a Jew to use. Continues the Braisa. Oivit kechavim rivivan. If the non-Jew went and tarred the inside of the flask, the ivdan, and he tanned it, which is one of the processing and making it into leather, the nosin l'toichen yain, and then he put wine into that flask, which is how they used to do it, meaning, in the process of tarring it, when the tar was still hot, they would pour in some wine inside the flask, which would take away the bitter taste of the tar. So it was part of the tarring process. And the Yisrael Emel Gabo, but if there was a Jew standing over him when he was doing this process, then there's no problem. And that asks the Gemara, well, how do we understand this halacha? If the non-Jew is putting wine into the flask, which is intrinsically problematic, because it's Yayin Nesach, anytime the non-Jew handles the wine, we're concerned that he's doing it for his Avodah Zarah. So, Ki Yisrael Emel Gabav Mahab, what does it help a Jew standing over him? It's not like he could check for anything, it's up here in his mind, and he's thinking of Avodah Zarah, it's done. So what does it help? Amar Papi says, Nohachikam, and this is what the Brice is saying. Eivik Echavim Riven Ve'ivdin. You have to put the comma earlier. The non-Jew is tarring it and tanning the leather. Vishral nois notaych yain, and the Jew is putting wine into the hot tar, which makes it a better quality tar, that it doesn't have such a bad taste for the future of the flask. Vishral achar emal gabav, and another Jew standing on that Jew, and he's doing it, vein echesh, that's not a problem. And that is the Gemara. Machad Yisrael nois notaych yain, but if the Jew is putting in the wine, so Yisrael achar emal gabav lamali, why do you need another Jew standing over that Jew? What the Jews don't do, we're not concerned for a Jew doing yain nesach. Why would you need another yid over him? So it's the Gemara, no, because Dilma Agav Tirde, we're concerned that maybe since this Jew is very busy with putting in the wine to fix the flask, so in that time when he's busy, perturbed, doing that task, Minasich, so then the non-Jew is going to go and pour in some wine when the Jew is not looking, Velavadaiti is not going to be aware to see. That's why when that Jew is putting in the wine, he has to have another Yid overlooking him and the non-Jew to make sure when he's doing it that the non-Jew doesn't quickly slip in some of his wine, thus making it into Yayin Nesach, and that's the halacha of the Braisa. Another interpretation of Zvidam, he says, Lo'im k'di kamen me'kar. Now the truth is, like we said before, and which is seemingly the literal wording of the Braisa, which is that it's the non-Jew who poured in the wine. Then the question was, so how does it help if a Jew is standing over him, even if he's making sure he's not pouring in anything else that's problematic, but the wine that he's pouring in is intrinsically problematic? So the Gemara, no, because b'hacha, what we're talking about over here is be'idne de koshodilei. When he's pouring in the wine into the hot tar, nasik hazarik mayim latit is like putting water into cement, meaning that wine is going to be totally dissolved in that tar. And it's going to lose its taste, just like when a person puts water into cement, where you don't see the water existent when the cement dries up. It's like it wasn't there. So too, the wine gets totally dissolved from its moisture into the tar. So therefore, when the tar dries up, it's like the wine wasn't there, and it's never going to go ahead and bring out those absorbencies anymore of the wine. That is why, if another Jew is overlooking, making sure that at least he's not doing anything else, that wine itself is not problematic. It's like just gets totally evaporated in some sense, and that's why it's going to be permitted. Now, Amar Papi, he says, Shema Menam Medir Rav Zvid, what we learned from this teaching of Rav Zvid that we just quoted, that Hay Oivik Echavim Deshad Echamele Bei Milche Di Yisrael, a non-Jew who pours Yayin Nesach, his wine, into a Jew's vessel filled with salt, that's shari. That salt bowl is going to be permitted because the wine got absorbed and totally dissolved in the salt. The salt takes it all in, and it's like you don't see the wine anymore. So that's the same halacha, and therefore that salt is going to be permitted. On that maskeh, Rav Ashi asked, me dummy, can you compare the two halachas? Hasam over thee by the flask with the tar, the hot tar, when you're pouring in the wine, causally ibud. The wine, it actually disappears on some level. And that is because it gets totally burnt up into the hot tar and it removes the essence of the wine. Here over here, the wine doesn't get disintegrated, dissolved, evaporated, whatever it happens. It actually gets absorbed into the salt, and it doesn't totally dry up. Actually, the salt tastes like that, and it's there, and therefore, of course, no, the salt would be problematic because of the ayin nesach that's inside of it. Now, the Gemara brings a story related to these halachas that Bar Adi Taya, the Arab merchant Bar Adi, Anas Hanu Zikim Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, he grabbed away these flasks of Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef and Ramu Buchamra, and he went and he put in his wine and he used it, and then when he was done with it, Adrin Allah, he gave it back to Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Also, Shal Beit Midrash came to the Beis HaMedrash asking, what could I do? The non-Jewish wine was in my flask. So Amar B'Yemir, B'Yemir said to him, Kach Hayu Reb Ami Halacha L'Maisa. This is how Reb Ami taught practical halacha. Is Memalan Mayim Shleisha Yamim Aron. You fill it up for 3 days and you pour it out. Now, Bam Rav, he qualified this halacha and he says what it means to say is, Tzarech La'aron. You have to fill it up all those 3 days, may ace li ace. Every 24 hours, spill out that water and fill up other waters. So you do that 3 times in a 3 day period, each for 24 hours. And then that will get rid of those tastes, those absorbencies of the Yayin Nesach, and then the Jew could use it. Now, says the Gemara, Savimina, so they thought from this halacha that Hanemili didan. That was only like in that story, like the flasks of Rav Yitzchak, when it's our flasks, where initially it was being used by a Jew. So the initial absorbencies were kosher wine, so therefore even though it was used later for some non-kosher wine, but it didn't absorb it so much. So that's enough by flushing it out, by using it for water, for leaving the water there for 24-hour period 3 times. Ava did hu, but they thought, but the non-Jewish flask, which initially was used in its initial stages, which always the primary absorbencies are the first time that it's used, with a yayin nesach, then lay. Then they thought that wouldn't be enough of a way of getting rid of those bliyais. So, but says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, he says, Echad shalonu ve'echad shalahem. It applies whether it's our flask or that flask. Either way, this procedure will get rid of those bliyas, those absorbent tastes inside the flask, and then permitted to use by a Jew. Now, Sava Rav Acha b'reid Rav kamed Rav Asher l'meima, that hanim ilidaydis. But they thought, okay, but still, this whole halacha would only apply by the zikin, which are made out of leather, these flasks. But the jugs which are made out of earthenware absorbs very strongly, then loy, we would think that that would not be enough to get rid of those tastes inside. On that, Amalei Rav Asher, said to him, no, loishna noidus, loishna kankanim, doesn't make a difference. Flask, doesn't make a difference. Jugs, meaning if it's leather or if it's earthenware, it doesn't make a difference. Ours, even theirs, which initially was used, the primary absorbencies was from the Yai Nesach. Either way, this is a procedure, filling up the water for 24 hours, spilling out, that would help to get rid of those bliyas. Continue on this halacha, turn about and learn the braisa. Kankanim shall evde kichavim. The jugs of the non-Jews, chadashim gerudim. If they're new and they were never tarred, so mutar, so they're permitted. Yeshanim umezufafin. If they're old or if they were tarred, which we said then it has a lot of absorbances, then that's true and then it's forbidden. Continues the braisa. If a non-Jew put inside of it wine, which is problematic, so what a Jew should do is they should put in water for 3 days each time, 24-hour period, then spilling it out, like we said before, and then it's going to be permitted. Or another way is, if a non-Jew put inside of it wine, which again makes this jug prohibited, there's another option. A Jew could put inside of it fish brine or murius, which we explained in the previous stuff what it is, a similar type of a thing. And he doesn't have to be concerned, and he could immediately use that jug, even if he didn't fill it up with water, because the brine and the murius burns up the wine that's absorbed inside of it, and it totally disintegrates it, and therefore it's going to be permitted to use that jug. Now, the following question regarding this last halacha that we said is the Tintam and Beis. That this that we said regarding using the fish brine or the murius option, is that like a tchila or diabet? Is that an initial option? Is that ideal? Or is that only after the fact? So the Gemara Tashma, come in here, we'll prove to you the Tanya of Zid Bar Oishi taught the following braisa. Halakeh kankanam el evi kechavim. Someone purchases a jug from a non-Jew, which all their jugs were made out of earthenware, this halacha that we're talking about from the previous braisa. Chadashim, if they're new, Noisin l'teichin yain, then the Jew could put wine in it because there's no problem, it's still new. Yeshanim, if it's old, meaning if it was already used, noisin l'teichin tziru murius l'kechila, then he could put in fish brine or murius even initially, so we see that this halacha is even like a tchila. Now, continuing on this halacha, Baimene Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah and Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, as for Rabbi Ami, Hechzirin l'kivshin ha'esh. Let's say the Jew took this used earthenware vessel from the non-Jew, and he put it into the fiery furnace, v'nislabnu, and it got what's called libun, which literally means they got white, because it gets burnt up, and it's burning hot, becomes white. Now, what's the halacha? Would that make the flask permitted? Amalei, so he said to him, Tzir, Sairef, if it, putting in fish brine burns out those blias of the Ayin Nesach, those absorbent tastes, which are prohibited elements. Or like Hoshkin, fire, isn't it all the more? So of course, fire is for sure going to burn out that thing, and it would be permitted. Itman nami sotu, we learned the Amar B'yechanon, and the Amar, some say, Zerman B'asi, Amar B'yechanon, Kalkanem shel oiv de kechavim, the jugs of the non-Jew, Shechzir and the Kivsh Eish, which was put back into the fiery furnace, Kivin shenashtra zivsun mehen, mutarn. Once the tar starts peeling off of it, it's permitted. That means to say that one has done a libun, which is burning it out to its core, which gets rid of all the tastes that are inside. Now, Amar Vashi qualifies this halacha. He says, "Loitema ad nasan." Don't say that it literally has to be peeling off the tar. Elafila rafa mirpa. Even if the tar just at least gets soft, avagav to loitnasa. Even if it doesn't peel off, is also good enough. Now, however, continues the Gemara, but kinsa, someone puts in fiery twigs that are lit inside the jug until the tar starts peeling off. That's pligiber of achar ravina. That's a machlokes. One says it's going to be forbidden, one says it's going to be permitted. One who says permitted because you see the tar is peeling off. But the one who says forbidden, as the Gemara actually concludes, halacha is like the one who says it's prohibited, and the reason why is because it's not the same as putting it back into the furnace, into the oven, because there, since it's being heated up from the outside, until it's so hot that the tar is peeling off from the inside, that means that must be that the whole earthenware has already gotten white. It's gotten to the core of the jug. But here, since the fire is being put inside the vessel, so of course the tar what's in the inside is going to be peeling off. And actually from here Rashi says that we learn that there's jugs or barrels, since they're used for maintaining things for a long time, it wouldn't be a help to do the kashering, the heating up process in the inside, whether to burn it up or whether to put in boiling hot water, from the fact that you see from the Gemara that this kinsa doesn't work, which is with fire itself, for sure hot water, which is only hot from fire itself, is for sure not going to work. But again, if you could burn it off from the outside and then it's going to be peeling off from the inside or getting soft, then that would be permitted. So therefore, if that's not an option, then one has to fill it up for 24-hour periods, or three times, or to leave it after 12 months, where then it loses that element, it loses that prohibited benefit, and then it would be permitted. But if not, like we see, just putting in something hot on the inside is not going to work. It has to be heated up at the outside, and then it gets so hot that even the inside, the tar is peeling off. Now the Gemara continues, related to this discussion, is that we were talking about the problems about using the non-Jewish jugs or flasks when the Jew's going to put in his wine. It's going to absorb the taste, and it's going to give a good taste into his wine, which is a problem about the Ayin Esech. So now the Gemara continues a related discussion regarding putting in something else into the non-Jewish flasks. Ibar led the following question. What's the halacha? We said, yeah, you're not allowed to put a Jewish wine into the non-Jewish flasks unless you kasher it, you do libun. But could a Jew put his beer into the non-Jewish flasks? So Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yehuda Asri, they both say it's prohibited, but Rav Ashari says it's permitted. Now the Gemara actually brings the story that Ravina shara le Rav Chiya Bered of Yitzchok lemirma beishech. He said, like Rava, he permitted to Rav Chiya Bered of Yitzchok to put beer into the non-Jewish jug, and also Rama bechamer, by mistake, he actually put in wine, which is definitely problematic. That's the halacha we're talking about till now. And even so, he wasn't concerned to say, oh, wait a second, you know what, how could I let people put in beer? They're going to think if I could put in my beer, I could put in my wine, which again, the wine is for sure problematic. He didn't. And the reason why beer is not problematic is because actually the beer nullifies the taste of the wine. So it doesn't get this problematic benefit of the wine inside because it neutralizes that. And he wasn't concerned either that people are going to say, wait, if I could put in beer, I'm going to put in wine. Like, actually, the story happened because Amr, he said, it was a mistake. It was a one-time occurrence. It's not enough for us to say that, okay, we're not going to allow beer because people might come to use wine. And beer itself, like we said, is not problematic. Moreover, says the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak Babisna Havali Hanu Mani de Fekusna. He had these vessels made out of animal dung, which had yayin nesach put into it. So malinu maya, so he did the procedure of kashering that we said before. So he filled it with water. He wanted to do this. You do this three times. It gets rid of the taste. And then chinu b'shimshon, he put into the sun. Maybe that was a way of really drawing it up, of getting out whatever's inside of it. And poko, it burst, because with the water in the sun, it burst the flask. Amalei Rabbis. Rabbis said to him, isartinu, quote, you asartinu alach isur delaylam, you made this flask now forbidden for you forever, meaning, in other words, that you ruined it for nothing, this jug, because eimad amr abanam emilu mai, what did the rabbi say that you have to fill it up with water? Anuchi b'shim shemiyam, did they say you have to put it in the sun? In other words, you're kashering it, but it has no utility because it burst. Now there's nothing to do with these shards, and now you can't use it anyway. Amr b'yisna amr ba'ami says, klei neser, ein li tahari lamas. So although we spoke about different ways of kashering the jugs, but these vessels made out of neser, there's no way of purifying them from the yayin neser that's absorbing them, because they're very absorbent. Says the my klei neser, what a klei neser that we say you can never get out the plias. Amr b'yisna bar oven, he says, klei mach poirishol tzrif. It's the vessel that's mined from this ground, which they would take out alum. That is something which is so absorbent that you can never really get it all the way out, and stuff will still drip out, at least when the Jew is using it, and you're always going to get bleas of the yayin nesach, and therefore one cannot kasher it. Now the Gemara tells us that the Beit Parzik, the house of Parzik, who that's his name, that was Rafila, he was the second to the king, the viceroy, Anas Hani Kubi Mi Pumbedisa, he had stolen, he forcibly took these jugs from Jews in Pumbedisa, and Rambam Buchamer used it, let's say maybe he had a festive meal, he put wine in it, and when he was done using it, Adrin and Alehi went and gave it back to the Jews. Asa Shayilu Rabbi Yehuda, so he came to ask Rabbi Yehuda, what should we do? We had Yayin Nesach inside our jugs. So Amri said, Davashay Machnis Lekimhu. This was used in a way of when it wasn't being used for long storage. He just used it just for a short period of time. And moreover, as Mefreshim explained, that the case over here was not talking about earthenware jugs. Because if it was, we said, even one time would be problematic. So he told them, just rinse it out with water, and it's permitted because it doesn't have absorbencies, and therefore it's permitted to use. Amr of Avira, he says, Hani chatzvi shechimi darmoi, these vessels, that's from the red ground, which is rose ground of the Arameans, Kivin delay bali tuba, since that earth doesn't absorb a lot, so there also meshachshchem b'mayim mutar, you can just rinse it out and it's permitted. It's not going to get absorbances really sucked in. Just wash it out, it'll take rid of whatever the residue is there, and one could use it. Amra Papi says, Hani pastvasa, these earthenware vessels, the bay michsi, which is a place where the ground is very hard, they're also kivin delay bali tuba, since it doesn't really absorb so much, it's hard, nothing really goes in. Meshachshchem b'mayim mutar, you can just rinse it out and it's permitted to be used. Continues the Gemara, kasi, these cups made out of earthenware, which are not used for long storages. It's just that they used to drink from them. So Rav Asi asa, Rav Ashi shari, machlekes if it's permitted or not. So the Gemara qualifies their machlekes and says, ishasi b'hu evi kacham pamrishin, if the non-Jew, the first utility of these new cups were used for the non-Jew to drink his wine in it, no one's going to disagree that those cups are going to be forbidden. Why? Because since they're very soft, it's just it's the first time it's fresh, so the absorbencies get very strong inside of it, and it's going to be forbidden until if you fill it up with water three times for 24-hour periods, like we said before, it's going to be forbidden up until then. Keep pligi b'pam sheni, their machlekes was, if its second usage was used with yayin nesach, then the machlekes was, is it absorbing or not? Is it going to be forbidden to use or not? Ikidame, those who say, no, the pamrishin vishen nikulam leplegadasa. It's if it was either the first time or the second time used with yayin nesach, it's going to be forbidden according to everyone. Ki pligi b'pam gimel machlokes was the third time, meaning a Jew used it the first time and second time. The third time it was used with yayin nesach, that was the machlokes, do we say it absorbed or not, for it's going to be forbidden or not. And says the Gemara of Hilchos Halacha is pamrishin vishen asa, if it was the first or second time used by a non-Jew, it's forbidden. Gimel mutter, the third time, it's going to be permitted. Continuing on these halachas of absorbencies, Rambam Bisviri says, Haimani de kunya, this vessel of kunya, which is an earthenware vessel that's glazed with lead, chivri of a uchmashari, if it's the white or black version, it's permitted. But yeruka asar, if it's the green version, it's forbidden. Why? Because the green version is mishum de mitzvah. It's because they in those in the elements over there, they add in the ground of of the mining of the alum, which is very absorbent, and therefore it's always going to stay inside, and therefore there's no way of using it. It's going to be forbidden because it's very absorbent. Now, the iyisbuhu kartufni, and moreover, if there's cracks in that bowl, in that vessel, then kulu asir, then they're all going to be forbidden, because although generally the black and white one, they're glazed, so it's not, nothing's getting absorbed, but there's cracks, so it's getting inside of it, and once it's absorbed, it's not even going to come out, so it's going to be forbidden in all the types over there. Now, in contrast, Dorish Mereimer, Mereimer expounded, and he said, kunya, a glazed vessel, bein uchma, bein chivra, bein yeruka, whether it's the white, or the black, or the white, or the green one, Shari says, they're permitted, meaning even the green one. Now, that is the Gemara, Maishna Mechametz BePesach, why is this halacha of kashrus, of having the non-Jewish wine that was used with it, that was saying it's not problematic because nothing's getting inside, it's glazed, it's no absorbencies, one can use it. Maishna mechametz bePesach, why is it different than the halachas of chametz on Pesach? Why? Because the Bayim and Merema, they had asked from Merema, who we just quoted this halacha from him, they asked him in the context of halachas of Pesach, Hani mani de kunya, these glazed vessels, ma'o lishtamusha bu bePesach, can we use it? On Pesach, meaning we use it all throughout the year with chametz, but no, can we use it on Pesach? So on that, he said, Yeruka leitibaylach. Well, the green one for sure is no question. The mitzarfi abali, because since there's atzarif inside of it, there's alum, so it's very absorbent. So vasiri, it's for sure going to be forbidden because you have all the chametz blaze inside of it. Kitibaylach, when's your question? He told him, is chivivuchim, is the white and the black version. My, what would the halacha be over there? Now, moreover, he said, if there's cracks, for sure there's no question also, because the Vadi Bali Vasiri, they're for sure it absorbed through the crack, and it's forbidden. The whole question would be, if it's smooth, and there's no cracks, then my what would the halacha be? On that, Omer, as the Gemara continues on top of Lamed Amud Aleph, Amar Lahu, he said to them, I see that these glazed earthenware vessels, that there's like sweating on the outside of the vessel because of the absorbances, obviously, that it comes out. So since it's sweating, since there's moisture, obviously it's because it absorbs, and therefore stuff do go inside, and that it could sweat out and come out also, so it's going to be forbidden, and therefore it's problematic. My time, what's the reason? So he said, because the Torah testified regarding an earthenware vessel, and this is earthenware, it's just glazed, but it's obviously going inside. And the earthenware vessel, the Torah says, regarding when it was used in the Beis HaMikdash, Yishavar, when it was used in general with kashrus, and has to be broken. Why? Because there's no way of purifying it from whatever it absorbed, besides the only way is breaking it. Because it never leaves its walls forever. You can never get it totally out, but yet still some of it drops out. So therefore he said, on Pesach, you cannot use it if you use it with chametz, because it absorbed the chametz, and you can't get it totally out to kashrut, it's going to get out slowly and surely. So that has the Gemara, Maishna Meyayin Nesach. But why is it different than the laws of Yayin Nesach? The Darsh Lumerema that we quoted before, the Merema expounded to them, the Kulam under the Kanyashori, that all glazed vessels are permitted. What's the difference? Why on Chametz BePesach does he say the glazed ones, the green one, is going to be forbidden, and possibly even the black and white, depending on the elements, but it's going to be problematic. And by the laws of Yayin Nesach, he said, no, they're all permitted. If you're going to say chametz d'raisa, you can say, well, the halachas of chametz are biblical. Yayin nesach d'rabbanan, that's only rabbinic. It's our concern for maybe that he's doing it for libation. It's a rabbinic concern. But v'hal kol d'tak d'rabbanan kein d'raisa takim. But we know whatever the rabbis instituted, they instituted with the same status, the same levels, the same stringencies as the biblical law. So if it should say, have the same halacha. Why by chametz is it forbidden? And why by yayin nesach is it permitted? Says the Gemara, the difference is there regarding the laws of chametz. Tashmishei, the utility of that vessel the whole entire year is bechamin, is with heat, and therefore it absorbed all that pasta and all that bread and whatever it is that was being used for. So that's why it's going to be problematic. Zeh tashmishei b'tzayin. Here, even if it was used by the Yayin Nesach in the glazed vessel, it's used. Its utility is cold. Cold does not absorb as much as with heat. So therefore, he said, that's not going to get absorbed into the glazed vessel, and therefore that's going to be permitted, black, white, green, all types. In contrast, by chametz b'pesach, not because it's biblical, because it's used with heat. Heat gets it inside, and once it gets inside, we say earthenware is never going to come out totally, and therefore it's problematic to use it for Pesach, because it has the chametz is absorbed inside of it.